Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome into the Talking Yanks pregame show as we gear up for an afternoon ball game a little late in your life, but we are here. Dan Canobio, my son, is here for the third day in a row. Dan Allen Rourke, hair's looking good.
Muscles. Hair's not looking good.
Muscles?
I've been working out a little bit.
Muscles
working
matter
out just a little bit. Did chest yesterday. Let me tell you right off the bat here, I hate weekday day games, and I think they need to be banned.
I saw that someone called you a new fan.
Yeah, which is whack. That was, one individual, but a very foolish individual. Here's the thing. I liked it back in the day.
One individual, but a very foolish individual.
Yeah. When I was back in high school, it was dope. Like, because then you could just watch the game, and, you don't really care. But nowadays, bro, like, during the workday, like, what am I supposed to do?
Watch the game.
Watch it casually?
I like to watch it,
like, honed in. No, but I got baseball today. Shout out Chris Rose and Trevor Plouffe. Okay. But I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can't complain. Yankees nice. Win yesterday, I said I wanted more runs. What'd they do, BBD?
12 spot, 11
gave us
spot.
Runs.
How about them breaking the over, by the way?
By a lot.
Yeah, like the fourth inning or whatever it was.
They took that over and they ripped it to shreds.
Never going to complain.
No, other way around. They took the under and they ripped it to shreds and they made it into an over. Yes, here is your lineup. Dan, read it for us.
Here we go. Lineup is Volpe leading off.
There you go.
Volpe, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Cordero, Cabrera, Connor Falefa, Higashioka, and Aaron Hicks in the ninth slot, rounding it out. So
you read that fast.
Volpe in the leadoff. That's the story here.
Volpe in the leadoff spot. No Gleyber. It was almost like a day off, but also dealing with a little bit of tightness, which he has said that it's really nothing in the groin. DJ dealing with some tightness, I believe, in the hip. Quad. Quad tightness for DJ. Keep an eye on that. Hicks back in the lineup playing center field.
Joe's McFly sighting.
How about Hicks in center? We promote Hicks. I thought he was in a home run last night. You thought he was going to make a good play. But he had a good night. He had two hits. As long as he's on the team, I'm going to root for Aaron Hicks. And he's playing center for the first time this year.
Yeah.
Cordero goes deep yesterday. He's back in a spot where I think he should be, which is the five hole. Like Cabrera behind him. It's the IKF Higgy Hicks 7-8-9 that could come and bite them in the butt.
Yeah, I mean, for the players you have in here, the lineup does make sense, of course, right away when you see DJ was out. You kind of knew Gleyber was going to be gone, but DJ missing his second game in 3 days, that's not ideal, but, it's a quad issue. Makes sense the Yankees are resting him. I think, yeah, man, we're really going to that top six has kind of been the story for yesterday, too. They got to be the ones that do the damage, and now all of a sudden, with Cordero, are there starting to be like expectations a little bit? Like, is he setting a bar to where, like, all right, bro, like, you've been raking and now you're our fifth hitter?
I'm still kind of enjoying him for what he is and like these bombs and
fair
expectations. Of course, we are on the Yankees, but I don't know if I'm in that mode just yet. Like, if he has an 0-for-3 with 3 Ks, are you going to be pissed?
No.
Or you're going to be like, this It'll guy's giving at least the team in RBIs and has given us 3 big home runs.
Yeah, I definitely won't be pissed at him. No, definitely not. But just him in the fifth spot, you kind of got to roll there. Got to drive in some runs. But he's been great so far for sure. Mm-hmm. Volpe, I'm curious to see how he does with Judge behind him. Because, of course, the spring training that he had, that's majority where he spent his time was at the leadoff spot with Judge behind him. So I'm just curious. Maybe he gets some better pitches to hit.
That's a good one to watch for.
Granted, before he had DJ behind him when he was in the nine spot and DJ was leading off. But still, I just think maybe a little breakout game for Volpe today. Although I'm done calling stuff, bro.
I
guess I'm not done. That's part of the show. We do have to.
We're legally obligated.
Absolutely. You're right. Good point by you. But I feel like an idiot every time because nothing I've said has come true, especially when I'm talking to you who predicts everything.
No, right? I've been caught on a cold streak.
Didn't you predict
you get hot,
yesterday?
You get cold, it happens.
I didn't have anything last night.
Who picked Franchi? Didn't somebody pick Franchi?
I did not pick Franchi.
You picked Franchi game one.
That's right. I did not pick Franchi last night. I wanted to,
How about this, though? How about the Yankees get a W and win four straight series?
That would be a nice start to the year. That's what's hanging in the balance here. What to watch for myself is Clark Schmidt. Need him to be better. This isn't rocket science, what I'm saying right here, but Clark has struggled in his first two starts, and Dan, you brought up a very good point on a couple pregame shows in the past that this is now a de facto battle for that fifth starting spot. It's between Clark Schmidt, it's between Domingo Germán, and it's between Johnny Brito. Obviously, Johnny Brito has the upper hand because he's pitched well. I just don't know if the Yankees will commit to Johnny Brito for a full year like they've shown in the past that to not do such things like that. But Clark has to come out, and he has to put up some zeros because the first couple games or his first two starts have not been great.
Yeah, so looking at the Cleveland lineup today, I'm going to count the lefties. Let's see, you got Kwan, Ramirez, yes. Naylor, Jimenez, Bell, Brennan, Doug. Six out of the nine hitters are lefties.
And lefties, that's been his bugaboo so far. It's been his Achilles heel is Clark has not been able to get lefties out.
Something I was excited, man, going into the season when I found out about that cutter. Because the whole thing with Clark has always been, he can't get lefties out. Mm-hmm. So once you get that cutter into play, all right, word, that might help you out a little bit. Hasn't so far. And, I'm, of course, a very optimistic fan. I don't know how optimistic I can be about Clark going into this game when you have six of the nine hitters are lefties. I mean, I feel like it's a miracle even if he gets through one time through the order. And that's usually something he can do. But in this case, man, like, I think if we get pitch into the fourth, allowing, like, one run.
That's a success.
That's a W. Or even two especially runs. Dude, how about this? If Clark honestly gave 3 2/3 today, two runs, I would be fine. I would be celebrating.
Especially with their bullpen is pretty rested. On the other side of the equation here, Peyton Battenfield is making his Major League debut for the Guardians. He had one start down in AAA. So the Yankees should be able to do some damage, although I feel like the Yankees do struggle, or they have struggled in the past with guys making their debut or guys they're seeing for the first time. That was a thing for a while.
Not last night.
With the big boy Gattis.
Sounds like a Revolutionary War.
This
name
right here, this is a wild name. Yeah, Peyton Battenfield.
General Battenfield or something like that. You know, I'm going to Gettysburg this weekend, actually. Maybe I'll see one of his ancestors. Yeah.
Going to Gettysburg.
Which is like a Civil War thing or whatever.
Yeah.
It's very much a Civil War thing.
That's what they say. I have yet to be there. But
I don't know it for anything other than a Civil War.
Biggest battle of the Civil War.
I think Battenfield's going to get hammered today. It's just not hammered, but I think he's going to...
It's a college there.
4 or 5 runs he's going to give up. Yankees are going to do just fine, I think, offensively today.
Why are you going to Gettysburg?
Yeah, I'm also curious about that.
Well, so I'm going, me and Andrew are going, and like we were looking for something. We like the haunted vibe, and apparently it's a very haunted place.
They got some ghost tours and stuff.
Yeah, haunted history type stuff where like Civil War.
A lot of blood spilled at Gettysburg.
Yeah, and like their souls are still unrested, apparently. But it's like a quick little trip. We want to do something for like, one night, 3 hours away. Not too much commitment, but can stay in a hotel, get back the next day. So yeah, a little something like that. That's why
Will you document it?
Nah, I'm not. I used to always want to be a vlogger, bro. But honestly, the second I've tried, you pick up the camera, and then it's like,
you're out there.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm talking like somebody that's not even me right now.
You're like, what's up? It's Dan in Gettysburg.
Yo, exactly. It's like, I'm recording this. Like, what up, everybody? It's like, dog, that ain't me. So
if it's not you, it's not you.
You just enjoy where you're at.
Yeah. Honestly, the only downside of the trip is that there's a 1 o'clock game, which I'm not going to get too pissed about because it's Saturday. That's a little more acceptable. And I know a lot of people disagree with me on this. I want every game to be a 7:05 first pitch except Sundays.
Sundays at 1.
My days are so much better when I have the structure of a 7:05 first pitch. That's another thing. Not only am I not only going to be, I'm not going to be able to tune in as much as I want to for this 1 o'clock game, but now what do I do at night? What do I have to do after when I get home?
You watch Succession?
No, there's a new Mandalorian episode that I'll probably watch.
Yeah, tonight's the night where you can watch things.
Yeah, but.
Like things.
Yeah.
Other than sports.
I don't know. Go to dinner.
Do your laundry.
Andrew might not like this update. I know for a fact out there, MLB TV will work for you.
Well, we got the VPN, so I'm chilling no matter what. But
you're at Gettysburg. Yeah.
Well, like, while you're walking around.
I was actually in Australia watching the game last night, technically.
Yeah.
Wild, wild man. That's path to victory. It's the pitching path to victory. Clark, you said 3 or 4?
If he pitches into the fourth, I'm considering that a dub. So, but
King and Wandy haven't thrown since Saturday. Mike King is getting into this game.
The bullpen is so incredibly rested.
Wandy has barely thrown any bullets this week, including none at all. He hasn't thrown since Saturday either. Ron Marinaccio has only thrown 8 pitches since Saturday. They have Ron, they have King, they have Wandy, they have Holmes. They have pretty much, the bullpen is wide open.
All right, here you go. Here's the layout. So I think you got Clark is going to pitch you into the fourth. He's going to get into some trouble. There'll be some sort of a jam. In that case, you go to Ron Marinaccio. He'll pitch you out of that jam. Hopefully no
especially
runs
all the lefties that change up away.
There you go. Ron gets you through the fourth and then also will pitch the fifth, hopefully scoreless. Then who are we going for the sixth?
King.
Maybe, yeah, I like King. I would say maybe start him in the seventh if you want to get Cordero in the sixth. But basically,
they
Clark, you're looking at Ron, Cordero, King, Wandy Holmes. I think all those guys get into the game just because Clark won't give you length.
Jake and I were trying to figure out who's starting tomorrow.
Do we not have a starter tomorrow?
We don't.
MLB says Brito, but then Jake was just telling me on the way to the bathroom that they're starting him on Friday. So, yes.
I've seen Brito listed for Friday. I've seen some rumors about King getting the pill tomorrow. Who, if they're doing an opener, he's a guy who's a candidate for that role.
Oh, yeah. I like that. King for like two.
But I don't know how they're doing a bullpen day tomorrow. Which I haven't seen any tweets about it, so maybe just every website's wrong, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't like it. I mean, a bullpen day,
you
before or after Cole. Like, you don't do it, like, 2 days after and where Cole's not pitching again for the
right.
3 days. So.
Clark with a bullpen game tomorrow things can get dicey for
real fast. I'm kind of good off that. I mean,
that changes my
pick. I believe 5 days ago, I was trying to see what minor leaguers in line. Tanner Tully got a start 5 days ago, and I couldn't find if he's the projected starter today. Didn't pitch yesterday, so maybe
Mario
maybe
45
he's the call up.
Saying Davey, even though they said they want to use Davey as a 2-inning guy.
But if you were gonna
and
go
he can
opener,
open,
then yeah, I don't know. But then who gets sent?
But
down
like
for him?
How they're using him? They're using Davey in the minors, not as an opener. They're using him as a 2-inning guy.
He's a pure 2-inning reliever.
So now if they bring him up to the majors and they're like, all right, you're starting, you're technically starting the game, but you're only throwing 2 innings, that kind of is a little confusing for him.
Okay. I don't understand, though, because Brito...
Davey's just not in my game
Brito
plan.
Would line up...
As much as we all want him to be. He's
would
not
he not? Wouldn't Brito would line up to pitch tomorrow, though?
I think rest so. Saturday. All the websites that say it have him listed as Friday's game.
I'm going to send him an email, then, because I think they're wrong.
John Brito at
Gmail.
So
I'm just curious.
Not John Brito. I'm not going to send him an email. I'm going to send these websites.
It's not up to
they're
him.
It's wrong. Yeah.
What website are you talking about?
Whatever one you guys are talking about. I actually have yet to see it. But Brito is scheduled to go.
I love
MLB.com does say Brito, so I'm hoping it's just that.
If Brito keeps shoving like this, will the Yankees commit to him?
I think so.
Over
I'm,
Herman?
Dude, I'm willing to, and I said this before the Volpe thing, when he made the roster, I'm just going to, when something is so blatantly obvious, I'm going to give the Yankees the benefit of the doubt. And I don't feel stupid doing that because, you know, when some things are so blatantly clear, like this is the way to go, they're a smart organization, they're going to do that. So I think come Rodon's back, and really once Seve's back too, because that's where this competition will turn it, or it'll actually turn into a competition for just one spot. How do you not go Brito? Especially because, Clark's the no-brainer to go to the pen.
Clark
should be a effective reliever.
Clark also has the option and a clear thing to say, go work on this in AAA for a month and we'll see ya.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they would send him down to AAA.
To me, it's Brito versus Herman.
I agree. Because Clark can pitch in the pen and pitch successfully. I mean, we talk about the whole, like, one time through the order. That works fine in the pen.
Yep.
Herman, I think he could pitch pretty well in the pen, too. Yankees have tried it, but we'll see. At that point, it might just be between the two and then just go with the clear result. It's not even just a matter of, oh, Herman's not doing well and Brito's is doing well. Like, the gap is pretty far right now.
I don't see Herman as a reliever. I think he's a starter or bust, and he's not been that great of a starter, and Brito has been lights out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if Herman's, like, dealt by the deadline, to be honest. Or maybe not, because I guess they do always need pitching depth, but...
He's capable.
You want to... Thoughts out there. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. I think I have the first pick today.
Who are we not eligible to pick?
Yes, I didn't write that down. I can't pick Oswaldo and Hicks, and I forgot who I picked for game one of the series.
Dan Canobio, you have the first pick today. You cannot select Rizzo, Stanton, Oswaldo, or Hicks. Dan Rourke, you cannot pick Franchi, Volpe. Actually, I think Rourke has the first pick today.
Oh, I do, because you went
memory serves.
You trying to get one over
Oswaldo early. So, Rourke, you have the first pick, and you cannot pick Franchi, Volpe, DJ, or Rizzo.
All right. I'll go.
I
want to
talk
IKF.
Samson.
Okay.
Neither of you have taken Aaron Judge.
I have no idea how the homer draft works, and at this point I'm too afraid to ask, says Pete. I kind of feel the same way, Pete. I'm learning as
Yo,
we go.
Pete, you and me both, brother. all right, I'm going Judge. Neither of us has picked him.
Damn it.
He is available.
Rourke.
I thought
Judge
you were going to take him
day
yesterday.
Three?
Yeah, first
wild.
Judge pick.
wild thing.
You guys really messed that up. I know he hasn't.
We were talking about it. It's just like you don't want to go. It feels so typical and cliche. But
I wanted Hicks Huss.
Now to have him reserved for game three, at least on my end of things, works out pretty well. So yeah, I'll go Judge.
You having first pick, you weren't in a bad spot not taking him yesterday. Yeah. But
Volpe. I'm going with Volpe, leadoff. I don't know if he gets that leadoff home run, but I like Volpe, nice little opposite field job, and he gets that out of the way too. Home run out of the way.
The prophecy of the shortstop going deep in Cleveland for his first homer. I still believe in
it. I've seen that. I've seen that done before.
Yes, sir. Cool.
And then Canobio has the wraparound.
I will take
ineligible for you are Rizzo, Stanton, Oswaldo, Hicks, and now Aaron Judge. Off the board.
I'm going between Higgy and Franchi.
And you already have Volpe.
Higgy. Higgy Pop. Good pick. Higgy Pop.
Do you have like a certain premonition of where the homer will be?
Yeah, he pulls
like
every home run. Yeah. And it's a million miles in the air and it lands in the first
yo,
row.
Facts. Yep, exactly. All right, yo. So I'll go with... So who am I even eligible left to pick?
Unavailable for you are Franchi, Volpe, DJ LeMahieu, Rizzo, and now Higgy. So that would leave...
Waldo.
Hicks, Oswaldo, IKF, and Stanton.
All right. Cool. Oh, and Stan?
Yeah. You got Judge
Jesus Christ,
Stanton.
How does this all work out? All right, give me Stanton, bro.
You got the pillars.
Yeah, this worked out quite nicely.
Judge
so.
Stanton.
Judge Stanton.
Game three
Houston
of the
odds.
Series.
This has never been done before.
This is like
nobody's ever gotten both of them in a series finale game.
Unfortunately, that changes today, April 12th, 2023.
Versus Peyton Battenfield.
I don't have the data to check if that fact is true, but
let's just be real.
Peyton Battenfield
definitely has like a musket collection. He probably has like. All the old-fashioned like. War, you know what I'm saying?
Just because of his last name.
Battenfield. Yeah.
You want to say Battenfield, but it's Battenfield.
I guess that's why it's coming to my head, because of the Battlefield thing.
Yeah. Battlefield.
He legitimately looks like a Civil War like.
Yeah, a little bit.
Peyton Battenfield.
He looks like he was at Gettysburg, but not how you're going to be at Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Watching the Yankee on your phone.
Oh, he's kind of a big boy.
Chewing Nicorette.
He's a big fella.
I am chewing Nicorette. Like actually, I got it right here.
He's a big old hoss. Went to Oklahoma State.
Oh, is this
good
like
luck.
The premonition time?
Good luck. No, over under.
Over under. Yesterday, you guys were both on the under?
Yeah, we were wrong.
At 8.5?
I bet actual money on that, too.
Yeah.
$15.
What would you think the line is set at today?
Today is going to be a high one.
Clark and Batten.
Today, I would have guessed 8.5. I'm going to go higher. I'm going to go 9.5.
I'm going 10.
9.5.
Ooh.
9.5. Fortunately, no points for guessing what the line is, but the line is 9.5.
9.5. Do we think today's going to be a slugfest, a getaway day? Usually getaway days are pretty quick.
I'm trying to think in my head, like, how does it add up score-wise? So 9.5. So it could be like a 6-4.
6-4 would be over.
I think over.
I'll go over. Yeah.
I think over, too. I'm feeling over. Over is on my mind.
I mean, essentially, we don't really have much faith.
Life's too short to bet the under.
Starters. So, yeah. And also, I've realized, I mean, I used to do this with basketball. The only time I would watch basketball is when I'm betting on the games. Mm-hmm. So, one time I bet under. I'm never doing that again. Like,
under
actually betting to watch. No, just in general. It's so boring.
Rooting
for the under. It was a miserable time. And
I bet under in college basketball. Because here's a hot take. College basketball stinks.
Is that still going?
They're really bad at it.
They're just not good. They're
is
amateurs.
March Madness still going?
No,
like, how's
over.
That work?
No, it's over. It's UConn over.
Duke won.
Jake's really happy.
College basketball stinks. Premonition
kinda
time.
Does. March Madness is fun. Is fun, but
that's it.
But the sports stinks.
The games are not good. Let's see here. Premonition, Dan. Anything coming to mind? This is the hardest.
I like
segment.
When you go first for these.
Yeah. Let me look at the lineup. Let me get into my groove here. Last night I had a promo that Franchi would airmail a throw, but he didn't. He hit another bomb. I'm thinking. Oswaldo at second. Oswaldo makes a legitimate five-star play in the field.
Bet. Okay, so I'm going to go with.
Legitimate.
I like it. I have, because of course, Judge and Stanton are going deep today. I think it's going to be a very similar situation to the Field of Dreams game. Not exactly, you know, maybe that late and that clutch, but I think Judge will tie the game with a home run, and Stanton will take the lead with a home run.
Oh.
How do you like that?
Wow. Judge will tie the game, but the home run Stanton will take the lead.
Or I guess that wasn't exactly Field of Dreams, but something epic like that. Because Field of Dreams, Judge it and tie it, Stanton did.
Saying late or just happened. At any point in the game?
Not late. I'm not going to specify that hard. But when they do hit these home runs, they'll be in the same inning, and Judge will go deep, and then Stanton will go deep, and it'll like give them the lead or something. Something cool.
Okay. Hope everyone enjoys the game.
Enjoy the game. Weekday day games below, but enjoy it.
Enjoy Gettysburg.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.